welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both.
It's nice to see you there, young man.
Yes, young man. I feel old today.
It's just been one of those kind of drag your ass through the mud kind of days,
yeah,
baby.
Like everybody bombarding me with their wants kind of day. Other people messing up and I'm going to have to like deal with their mess up kind of day. I ain't making no money kind of day. It's just that kind of day.
I know.
Yeah.
You don't have to make money 7 days
a week. I do in order to keep us alive. So anyways, there's this Charles.
No, it's stuck, please. No, the other one.
What? That was weird.
When I bend it, it gets stuck.
So Sean is old because his finger just got stuck in his hand.
It does it all the
time. That was really weird. It was like his middle finger was bent, and he's like holding out his other finger, and he's like pulling my finger, so I thought he meant...
I wasn't going to fart.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not juvenile.
Yes, you are. I think I'm in a bad mood because everybody is on top of me today with their needs and wants and questions because of their own nervousness, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm moderating a debate tonight.
Woohoo!
And for a local race of political candidates I'm co-moderating, and that's great. But I also saw this thing by, there's this old poet/writer, Charles Bukowski.
Yeah.
And he was a grumpy man.
Was he?
Yeah, and he was...
Always or just like
I
old man?
I think always. Yeah. And in this little excerpt of an interview that I saw with him from, because I think he's pretty long dead, like long, long, long dead.
Yeah.
He's like, the interviewer is sitting with him and they're on a couch and it's like kind of grainy film, and the interviewer is like, well, are you afraid of death? And he's like, no, I welcome it. Life is so boring. You just keep repeating yourself, and like you say the same things, and you're a writer and you do the same things, and that's dull.
Well, that's his fault.
So I think at least death would be a change.
Why? If you live your life that way, you're going to live your death that way if you have any choice in the matter.
Dude, it was depressing.
It's a conscious decision to live your life that way.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think most of us know that we are doing that. Like, he's probably one step ahead, or he was before because he's dead now. But like, one step ahead in even noticing that he was doing that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but he wasn't smart enough to realize that he could change it if he wanted to, apparently.
Yeah, but maybe he just didn't care enough
change
it. He also had this thing about how they were talking about this other writer, and he's like, oh, he's boring. He has, like, no guts to his sentence. There's no punch, no energy. He was, like, very avid about that and exuberant. And he's like, and the other person's like, yeah, he died a drunk. He's like, oh, well, that should make him special, shouldn't it? You know what? If, like, dying on your own vomit doesn't make you special or tragic.
Is that what they said?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe somebody else at the time had. He had some big feelings. And then he was like, you know, when I know I'm a drunk, I lay in bed on my stomach and hang my head off the bed with my mouth facing down so I don't asphyxiate and die that way. That's a real drunk. And I'm like, what the hell, man? Yeah,
he must be a professional drunk.
I think he has some demons.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I don't know enough about him, but he brought me down, and now you all get to be brought down too.
I won't bring our listeners down.
Oh my god, you jerk.
Why?
That was so mean. That was really mean and cruel.
No. You're just having an off day. Normally cheerful and happy little cherub.
Cherub. So, this podcast is based on a random medium post by a random person on Medium, and that random person on Medium's name is Zuli Rain, and she talks about how if you want to be a creator, you should delete all but two social media platforms.
Oh, really?
And, you know, first off, I kind of, no offense to Zuli, because I know this is a clickbait kind of title for an article that we all respond to in our brain, and obviously I did too, because I clicked on it, but I hate edicts like this. Like, you must do it this way or not.
Right.
And it's always like, other people say to do it this way, but beyond all the social media, which is what the first part of her article is. Mm-hmm. But then she's like, but no, only be on a couple. You know, and it's like, that's still an edict. It's still a bossing around and telling people how to be.
Right.
And that just kind of, I know that we all make money on that. Not us, but everybody else. Mm-hmm. And, like, we probably don't make money on it because I think you gotta find your own way.
That's right.
Like, I think that you don't want to tell everybody the exact formula of how to find their own way to success and creation and promoting your business and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Like, I think if you hate Facebook, get off Facebook.
That's right.
If you hate Twitter, get off Twitter. If you hate TikTok, get off TikTok. If you love them, be on them. Like, find what brings you joy in your job and your business. And she's kind of eventually saying that, right? Like, she's like, you know, narrow down your platforms to the ones that you enjoy. But she's also like, do it to what your strengths are. Right. So her strengths, she says, are explaining things. And long form blogging. So she blogs and she's on YouTube.
What kind of things does she explain to you?
Well, apparently things like why you should only have two social media platforms. But like,
well, isn't this posted on Medium?
It's on Medium.
Is that not considered a social media platform?
It is, but maybe this is her blogging platform. I don't know anything about this person, right? So what she did and what she suggests other people do is like to narrow down what platforms you want to be on, right?
Yep.
She says you can't keep up with more than two, which is a lie. Some people can. And then she says, like, quote, your skills and interests make you a bad fit for 99% of platforms and a great fit for 1%. First off, those percentages just don't work for me.
Me neither.
Because
how many platforms are there?
She's saying there's 100 platforms. And then she says you should be on two. And so that would be 2% and 98%. So I already have an issue with this, right?
Well, she didn't say there was 100, but
if, well, you know, 99%.
She's actually saying there's 200 by what she says.
Yeah, but I don't think that she's really thinking about it. Anyways, so she tried Instagram and Pinterest and TikTok and blah blah blah, and had reasons why she didn't stay on and Twitter and I think Facebook, and reasons why she didn't stay on those things, right? And what I do like about what she's saying is that there's two things. Like, I can see on my websites where, like, where traffic has driven from.
Right.
And so, like, if you, like, and I know I don't get any traffic from Twitter.
Right.
And I just need to get off the twit.
You need to get off the twit.
Yeah, man, because it just, it's not my thing, you know?
It's for the birds.
It's for the Tweety. Birds, man. But, and so I get that. Like, so I think that's smart if you're only doing social media for professional things, right?
Right. But if you're watching a show on television and you want some good commentary, jump yes. on Twitter while you're watching the show.
Like, the only way I can watch live TV is watching other people making fun Dude, of live TV.
Time out. There's a hummingbird flying around our feeder that doesn't even have food in it, I don't think.
Do you know what that means?
That means I gotta put food in it.
Yes, it does.
But it's so early.
Are we stopping the podcast for that?
No, God, but, no. I'm not gonna go do it right now.
But it's a new hummingbird.
I know.
Oh,
anyways,
all right,
back to business.
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, right. So, like, the other part that she says, which I think makes sense, is that she says, like, you should think about and kind of predict what would be successful for you, right? So right. she goes, I like and am good at writing. So she's got confidence. Mm-hmm. I like and am good at being on camera. More confidence. Mm-hmm. I like and am good at explaining complex things in a simple way. So, A, we know that she has a lot of confidence, which tends to work pretty well on social media.
Yeah, it does.
But also, she's like, I like writing and being on camera. And that's, she says, quote, all those factors make me a good fit for writing a blog and YouTube. They make me a bad fit for Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. Right?
Yes.
She says, I'm not good at thinking of pithy things to share with others, Twitter. I'm not good at LinkedIn broetry, LinkedIn. I'm not good at editing images, Instagram and Pinterest. I'm not good at staying on top of trending things, TikTok, right?
Yeah, TikTok is a hard one to keep up with, that's for sure.
She said, I challenge you right now to think about what you're good at, what makes you happy. I bet you already know where your strengths and interests lie. And ultimately, it's a combination of skills and platform format that determine your success, not the platform itself. What?
Oh, nothing. I was laughing at TikTok stuff.
Are you watching TikTok secretly during the podcast?
No, you can see my phone.
I just don't
know. I was thinking of, like, doing, we could do TikTok challenges, like, tablespoon to Jane challenge.
No, no one do that. That's no. not even funny.
It was funny and it's idiot.
Somebody would do that. I could not handle that.
You couldn't handle it?
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't do it because of us.
You never know.
Good
you
Lord.
You just honestly never know.
They shouldn't do it because of me. Anything I say is like BS anyways.
That's right.
All of it.
Everything he says is just a lie. It's a big, fat lie.
That's how I make my money.
Oh, my God. Lying?
No, OnlyFans, but...
I wish you had an OnlyFans.
For what?
I don't know.
Who the hell would be interested in me?
Well, you fart a lot. So anybody who likes farting would be interested in you.
Yeah, only if I put it in a balloon and mailed it to them.
Anybody who likes tall, sexy, Maine men who are originally from Florida...
Oh, yeah, but I don't consider myself a Mainer. Just because I've lived here for 24 or 5 years.
20,000 years. Anybody who likes superhuman men who don't get sick?
Look, there he is.
Oh, the hummingbird.
Yeah.
And anyone who likes a man pointing at hummingbirds, no matter whatever else you're doing.
I hung it outside your window so you could watch the hummingbirds. It is.
But you didn't put food in it.
Well, maybe there's
Look
a
at the
power.
Poor little baby hummingbird.
All right.
Teasing it.
I might have to do that tonight at like midnight.
You can have
I have time.
You can have an OnlyFans where you just tease the hummingbirds.
Tease the hummingbirds.
That sounds so nice.
I could go out there naked. I'd look like a hummingbird. If you get my joke. All body and a little beak. thin little beak.
Our original name for the podcast was Should I Give Up Social Media? But now it's going to be All Body and a Little Beak. So wrong. Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. We're going to be helpful. So, according to the same person, what you should do is focus on the platforms that work for you. Pick them with intention, she says, and then think, do you have the skills to stand out and succeed? I don't think you should think that. Ready? Because those of us who are humble and were raised to be self-deprecating are never going to think that we have the skills to stand out and succeed, but we can think that we have the skills to connect with people.
You are not thinking like a successful person, baby.
Yeah, and you know what? F that. Because you know what? I have been successful. Yes, I get to moderate a debate tonight. But like, more than that, like...
It's for high school king and queen.
It is not. But my point is, you don't have to only have that success, no word I can't say, mindset to have a happy life or a successful life. You get to determine what success means for you.
That's
and
right.
It doesn't have to be, I've sold 8,000 books, but even if you go by that metric, I'm successful. But I didn't ever think, I have the skills to stand out and succeed. I thought, I want this, I want to be better at this, I want to be better at this. And I took the time to learn and study.
Preach it, mama.
And keep trying.
That's right.
You know?
Keep trying. Perseverance.
But
that's a key to success.
Anyways, when you do this, don't worry about if you have the skills to stand out and succeed. Think about if you like that platform and if the things you like to do and like to grow and become better at work on that platform. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And she kind of vaguely says that eventually. She says, do you think that if you weren't successful, even after being consistent, you'd still want to post there?
That's a good one, actually.
And I think that's the most important one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe try to see how it goes. Maybe follow her advice.
She also said to commit to the ones you pick. So
yeah,
that's also
be persistent,
good advice.
Man.
Yeah, you gotta be persistent.
So, you know, think about what Zuli says, right?
Yeah.
And we'll have a link to the Medium article.
Might work for you.
And it might work for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
But just be consistent and live the life you're happy with.
Yeah, it's all about you, man.
And subscribe to my OnlyFans. Which doesn't exist yet.
I'll do anything.
It's going to be called the Hummingbird.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
No G, just humming.
Oh no.
Dog! Tip! For life. No, it doesn't.
Oh.
You can't even feel it.
So, what's the dog tip this week, babe?
Oh, that was an easy one for Sparty. He's like, dude, you guys said it all during the podcast. I don't really even need to say something. But since you make me want to be a part of this thing, I will say consistency and doing what you really love is the key to a happy life.
That's right.
Because he does what he loves all day long.
Which is sleep on the couch.
Sleep on the couch and get off the couch immediately when he hears the sound of the refrigerator door opening. Or the pantry door.
It's very Pavlovian.
It is. He's a treat-seeking
heat machine of sexiness.
A treat-seeking heat machine.
Of doggy sexiness.
Huh? You could use that to describe me, too. To not doggy sexiness.
You dog.
I'm a heat-seeking
sexy machine?
Dog of sexiness.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yay, good luck with your day and your
week.
Is
it done already?
It's done already, man.
That was too short. I haven't had enough time to pontificate.
Pontificate. I think you did a good job with your pontification.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I usually do a good job with my pontification.
Jeez.
Shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef. Fight broke for free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.